Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Scott Capurro's here if you haven't heard him cackling in the background yet.
Vinny just straightened up his papers.
Did he?
I think so. He looked more official.
Yeah.
Like he's on it. He's more on it now. It's all tidied.
What if I did that?
You have yogurt all over your face, Vinny.
What are you talking about?
I hope it's yogurt.
Okay. Is it gone?
No.
Where is it?
Looks like it dried on there. It's here.
Why don't you get a spoon, Ben?
He's in the room trying to get a raise.
Yeah, fighting the environment, you guys. For the environment.
Spoon from home.
Is it lactose-free yogurt?
No, it's Greek yogurt.
Mm. You can do the lactose?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I'm envious of that. God, I envy that.
I can't do the fruit in the yogurt anymore, though. My doctor said, what are you for?
Why?
Because that's the sugar, and that's
sugar.
Not... So I had to stop that.
So you
it's
get
fun the last couple days.
Did I get
come
it?
In here. Yeah, it's gone.
Okay. Unsweetened
like across the bridge of his nose.
Oh, you're into it. Were you having bowel problems?
No, I'm just trying to have a little protein to keep my hunger pains down. Let me perform at the highest possible level without destroying the environment.
Is this the highest possible level right now? Is this it?
Well, no, actually, this is your segment.
Oh, right. Sorry.
This is where you jump and go.
And make it all happen.
By the way,
we take a little break.
Oh, God, here we go.
I love your segment. Facebook post.
Yes.
You like chest hair.
Finally, yay.
No, you
that
know
one?
That.
Oh, right. Because I like your chest hair. There was a picture of you with a bit of chest hair. I'm like, oh, look, chest hair.
No, I'm talking about your
what
segment that you posted from your live stand-up comedy.
Yes.
Promoting your next event. When is that?
Friday?
It is Friday at the local in Alameda.
Yes,
and Saturday,
Alameda.
You're in South San Francisco at Armstrong Brewery.
I love that one. I hope you can come.
And on Sunday, you're at Tommy T's in Pleasanton.
I haven't played Tommy T's in Pleasanton in 25 years because I got banned. And they called
under me. Under new ownership or something?
Yeah, they said, hey, it's Gail. Hi, Gail. Hey, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing. So he added it just like 2 weeks ago. It'd be fun, right? Tommy T's Pleasanton.
Sure. Woo! Wow, you're busy. Everyone go to RadioAlice.com, get his full rundown. Scott
Capurro. Super excited about
Tommy. So there's a video of you doing stand-up.
Yes.
And while normally you're sort of a Gollum-looking creature type thing,
you're
welcome. On stage, you are a man in full.
Yes,
you
thank
are.
You.
I swear,
stands
you're like
tall
you're
and proud,
puffed
up,
handsome.
Yeah, I'm straightening my papers up
you
like you did.
Own the room, and I'm like, oh, look at this. So I click play, and there I am watching you. You're hysterical. And then you go, my husband is black, and I'm like,
oh. It's a joke, but also...
it's a joke you've been telling for a long time.
But I qualify that in the set and tell them, actually, I just say that because I want you to like me. So it's a point of reference more than anything.
Oh,
it's
okay.
A callback to something else.
It is, yeah. I'm downloading, just so the audience knows, I just had that video edited from a set I did in London two months ago. So we've chopped it up, and I'll be downloading videos every few days from that. 60-second little videos, just to tease people.
Are you putting them on... Facebook only?
Instagram
put them on
as well.
Instagram, yes.
Yes, they are there because I know that your fans love the Instagram.
Yes, I'm off Facebook.
Yes,
totally.
But also we're using it to help promote the podcast. But thank you for bringing it up, Vinny. I appreciate it.
And where can people find your podcast?
Not anywhere yet. Thanks so much because we were trying to do it through this station, but man, there's a lot of drama around here. So that's not working out so much. Anyway, 3-month process with me bothering Yuzette. She's like, I don't know. Stop asking me. This is my job.
He's not just bothering you.
Put it on iTunes.
We found someone we're using. It's not that easy. You don't understand the tech world. You've been out of it for like years and years. There's a lot of process.
That's ridiculous. There are children with podcasts in their bedrooms.
I know.
Put it on iTunes.
I watch a lot of those. I know. I'm trying. We're trying to work it out, and we've worked it out, I think. But it's not just like, hey, we'll take your podcast. We'll take anyone's. Now you have to fill out this thing and do this thing and go through
God
legal,
forbid
I guess.
You jump through a couple hoops. So do it.
I'm jumping through the... But it's like, you know, I also want it my way, by the way. I want my way. It's my content,
and
I want my way.
We offered him the standard thing here, and he's like, well, no, and
I
writes
through the
his
contract
own...
and crossed out a bunch of stuff.
He put some codicil in there.
I did some codicils, 7 or 8, actually. But it's important to me, this podcast thing. Anyway, we'll get it up soon. And
well, I can't wait till mine airs. I mean, God, you kept me in there for an hour.
A little bit, yeah. You had a lot to say. I was surprised. I thought we would just kind of chat.
Did she have a lot to say, or were you just sucking up the whole time?
She jumped in and kind of took it over, actually. So we have to re-record an intro because she messed up the intro. Anyway, it's fine. It's fine. You were really great, though. You gave a lot. You guys might not like what she said, but it's fine. We don't have to pass it through you or edit any of it. It's fine. You'll
take a listen, you guys. I'll let you be the judge.
No, it's fine.
We talk Scott Capurro all the time.
We talked a lot about...
That was funny.
We talked a lot about
I'm good, she says. Anyway,
how are you?
Super.
Yeah, I like those little funny chest hairs you leave at the top. They're cute.
I don't have any. So you're talking about the picture I posted from the beach?
Yeah,
the heat
wave?
Okay.
And there are a couple little bing bing doink 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 right at the top.
That's all of them. This is the picture.
Yeah, that's the little ones. See the little ones at the top. They're by the clavicle. See, right under. Right, cute.
That's
see
a cute one.
I know. I like that photo.
I like it.
Adorable.
I don't. There's
super sweet.
Anyway, there's. Yeah,
it's good to keep that. Yeah, it's nice. That's what the yogurt helps, right? Helps
no,
you.
The,
push them out. Push out those chest hair.
No.
It's good.
All right.
So when you say protein, I'm eating yogurt, but it's from my digestion. It helps that too, right?
The probiotic.
Well, I don't know anything about that.
Your digestion's all right.
I'm just trying to not be hungry while we do this.
Do you snack a lot? Snacking is killer. I do it late at night. It's terrible.
No, I don't do that.
Oh, really? Well, late at night for you is like 6 o'clock.
But I have, it's not that. It's that we have 2 kids and there's a dinner time and there's got to be, everybody's got to eat. Whatever was made.
Oh.
Together.
Right.
Is the kid
like
food,
a family.
Is sometimes the kid food.
Don't walk off the table, because then they'll walk off the table.
Yeah. Oh, you're teaching them.
You don't leave
proper.
This table
well,
without
I'm not
asking
trying
to be excused
apparently
anyway.
I'm being taught by my wife that this is what I'm supposed to do in order to teach the kids.
Well, how did you guys eat
because
when you
I
were kids?
Have too bad many times walked away.
Yeah.
And then the kids walk away.
And then no one eats.
Well, when you were a kid, did you all eat together?
Yeah.
Well, yep. So where did you learn to not stay with the family at the time?
I was not part of a family from 18 till like, I don't know,
50.
Till recently.
Oh, right.
So, right. I mean, there's, you know, I ate over the sink mostly.
Oh, like quickly.
Quickly.
Well, bachelor style, you know? Yeah. Put some chicken in a lettuce leaf and shove
nice.
It in your head hole.
Oh, right. No, I never, No, we always sit down.
Yeah.
We?
Cotton napkins. Yeah, I'm married.
You weren't
years.
Always married, though, for but all I, those years in between.
Yeah, but I always sat down and always did a proper, yeah.
Did a proper meal.
I did, yeah.
You did?
31-inch waist. So you don't.
There's no way you're a 31-inch.
31-inch?
No.
Get somebody
way.
Get a tape measure.
Get a
right
tape
now.
Measure.
Are you kidding?
We're
do you really think
you
I run 30 miles
here?
A week and I'm training to a half marathon with a,
you're not running
I'm actually surprised it's not a 29-inch waist. You're tiny.
I'm swimming 3 miles a week, too. I'm training.
For what?
I want to do an Ironman. Not the big one. A mini one. With a half marathon.
For a mini man.
For a mini man. And not
so
without,
a half.
Without the cycling.
Iron mini man.
Because I don't like to cycle. So just it's a biathlon. Hi. And
wait a minute. So hold on a second. So you said I want to do an Ironman,
yeah,
but I don't want to do all of the length.
I don't want to do the cycling.
So I'll do a half of one.
But I mean,
and then
I,
you
and
went,
then
I don't want to
do the cycling, no, I, so we're going to just do
I want to do the full mini-man-ling. At some point, but I'm afraid. I'm just afraid of cycling. I don't
Why?
Know it well enough. It just freaks me out. The injuries are really intense with cycling. I've been injured as a runner and a swimmer before.
Just get an electric bike, you'll be fine.
I'm really, it scares me too much. So, and also cycling in London, cyclists get killed all the time. It just freaks me out. So I just would rather not, yeah, it's a real problem there. So anyway, I'd rather just the running and the swimming. Fun, right? Fun.
Okay, so you're talking about the injury from the fall, because really the injury is more likely on, well, I can't say more likely, but running is...
You can injure yourself pretty bad. Yeah, but I haven't, and I'm...
The you know,
like
knees,
no,
hips,
I understand that, but I
feet,
mean...
Feet.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm doing pretty well, so... And so I'm training with a friend of mine who's on the LGBTIQ plus running team in London. And
LGBTIQ.
Yeah,
just slur them all together. That's the way to do
and,
it.
Because we'll take anybody.
Like 12, way 12 to 13 represent.
Desperate for conversation. We got a plus there because anybody can jump in. Just throw, whatever, you're recycling. We take your recycling. Anyway, so we take your mulch. LGBTIQ plus mulch. And yeah, I want to do that with my friend who's this little cute little Italian guy. He's on the running team and he encourages me and we run together sometimes. He's great. And he goes to all over Europe and he's in the south of France. He just did another one, the whole thing. So I'm going to do one with him.
It's remarkable what people are capable of.
And as you get older.
My wife did a full Ironman in Idaho.
When?
She ran, biked, and swam for 12 hours.
Oh my God. When was this?
It's too much.
It's
no,
so
it's
ridiculous.
Great.
But
it's
she great. Did it. She finished it.
Fantastic.
And that's the accomplishment. That's the thing.
My friend Laurel's husband just did it in New York, under 4 hours, a marathon, and he's just turned 47. I mean, as you get older, for some, it's all in your head anyway, all the resistance, all of it is. So runners say that, 50% is in your head and the other 50% is in your head. So as you get older, you're able to settle with your mind a bit more, especially women runners do a lot better when they're really inspirational to a lot of young people.
I'll never find out about that.
Well, you might get into it at some point.
It's really the sport for the divorce.
And a bad knee.
So if you get divorced,
right.
That's where
that'll
you'll
be my divorce
you'll,
diet.
Well, you'll find exactly. yourself going, "Wow, I got a lot of time on my hands. Yeah. I guess I'll just get
well."
In
let's
shape.
Hope that never happens.
Do you ever run up and down the beach in your little speedos and stuff when you're surfing? Like, hey guys. hey
nope.
pluses. Hey pluses.
I'm like trying to find a piece in there. I can. Nope, none of that.
No, you don't
resembles anything I do.
Because you used to exercise a lot.
I still try to exercise as much as I can, but the whole in a Speedo running down the beach going, hey guy.
Hey no. guy, no. Where's the wieners? I'm a wiener. I'm fine.
Woo. Do you do that?
I love to run on the beach. Actually, I'm going to go. I might go to Santa Cruz on Friday. If we do, yes, definitely.
Whenever we've brought you and Baker Beach up, we get a lot of calls from people who've known your
there's a plaque.
Your behavior yes. down there.
Yeah. It's my
that's
favorite
fun.
Cave. No, I used to hang out at Baker Beach.
On the other side of the rock.
How do you know all this? You are
I just told you, whenever
it's
we
too
bring
early
you
for this,
and
Vinny.
Baker Beach up,
yes.
apparently a lot of people
a lot.
Have witnessed
a lot,
the,
meaning like two or three.
The bleep
you.
Show that is you down at Baker
it's,
Beach
listen,
on
been,
the other side of the rock.
It's been a very long time. And
has it, though?
Yeah. Yes.
When is the last time you were at Baker
I'm
Beach?
And tell the truth
it's
for
been
once.
It's seasonal. I have, you know what? Last time I was there with my husband and the dogs, probably about 4 years ago, and that was really fun. And on the family side, we were jumping in and out, and then.
So what you're saying is you haven't been back to the one of the most beautiful spots
yes,
in San Francisco in because you're known there.
No, I run through there
because
all the time.
Because the
but
legend
I don't stop.
Persists.
No. I've not done an archaeological dig there in about 10 years, if that's what you're asking.
How long have you been married?
I've been with Edson for 11 years.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
So.
Oh. So you did make one quick stop.
But also because.
Just to say goodbye.
like that Japanese lady on Netflix, just to thank it for its service and then let it go. No, I am. They were doing a lot of construction out there, and they fenced in a lot of the bits because they tore down the old fort and they had to dig a new thing, and so I stopped going out there, and now it's now it's sad if I went out there because I'm 56 and be like, who's the old guy, why is he out here,
he's crying,
send him back to his car,
somebody make him happy.
I made a lot of friends out there.
I'll bet you did.
I did.
Well,
it was fun.
I mean we know you, you'll do anything.
Well, no I'm a meter and a greeter, if that's what you're saying. Yes, I'm very open to experiences.
Back it in, boys.
Okay, all right.
Right here.
Okay, all right.
Back it in. Yikes.
Okay. Gee, you guys, again, I'm married, my hands are shaking. No, I almost got a ticket out there. Anyway, so those days, that's all in the past. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right.
We're all old now.
I know. When they're dressed
not
like
me.
Officers, I thought it was a part of the game.
Okay.
No, it's good that we've all moved on, right? From those days, I guess.
Is it?
Have you?
Mm-hmm. Moved on.
Okay.
Well, it's nice to be mature.
Officially.
Yeah, officially mature. It's nice to be, I guess. Yeah, I do miss, I miss being single. I do sometimes. A lot of times I do. But, you know.
Most of the time.
Yeah, right now.
When he was crying over the dog the other night, did you miss being single?
Oh, I really missed it then. I
what happened with the dog?
No, the dog's fine.
Paris?
But she took Paris back for 2 days. And my husband.
What? I days?
God, she took her own dog back from you for two days?
I know.
Days?
Her daughter was there. And my friend's like, can we get her back? And it's like, I have plans today with this dog. So we went by at like 5. And the daughter's like, okay, drop her off. I'm ready now. Uh-huh. And so it's like, okay, well, anyway, see you guys. So we're backing up really slowly. Anyway, so he went home, got in bed, and didn't get out of bed for 18 hours. Didn't
oh,
get out
good
of bed
Lord.
For eight.
He was depressed?
I sent Sarah a photo. Oh. I mean, wrapped up in the blankets. I couldn't get him
crying.
Out.
Sad.
Oh, no.
Like he was doing a yoga pose. I'm like, honey, it's I don't feel well. All right. So I went about my day, did my things, and came back and made dinner.
And there he is still in bed.
I fed him in bed.
Because you're in a one-room apartment.
A lovely piece of Alaskan salmon in bed, yes. As he's like, it tastes good. Thanks, Kapoor. It doesn't take like medicine, honey. No, it's just fine. And then I texted my friend and I said, really, Ingrid, would you mind if maybe tomorrow? She's like, I don't know. I'm busy. Call me in the... So we went by in the morning.
Like, no, it's my dog.
Yeah. So we went by. We took her out to coffee. And then she went to walk home. And we were like, okay, bye. She's like, forget it. Yeah, just take her. Just go. Just go, 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 go. So Edson skipped back to the car. And suddenly he's
with
back
the
to
dog.
Life. Yes.
Yeah. So you met her for coffee. You met Ingrid for coffee.
And kidnapped her
so
dog again.
So you steal her dog.
I thought you meant you took the dog out for coffee.
Well, that's what I
basically
thought.
Basically, yeah, right. We took the dog.
And then there's
we took the dog.
Edson all mopey
and,
the
and
whole
she,
time.
She happened to be there. No, it's seriously...
You can't wind up getting a dog. You just don't have the lifestyle
for it. I just left him. He's curled up in the dog basket with the dog with her tail going side to side. Kapoor, look. Give her a kiss. Kiss her belly. So I kissed her belly. Right. And I've got to go. Kapoor, should I come? I'm like, no. Stay here with that. Stay here. You do your stuff.
You do you.
Yeah.
You spend your day with your dog.
Yeah.
Friend.
That's not yours.
She's super sweet, that dog.
Yeah,
and even
she
you,
is.
Yeah, she's great. I mean, you're such a dog person, but you're not. Yeah. Even you liked her. So.
I really like that dog.
She's great.
She's great.
And Vinny liked her too. She's
I like
adorable.
Well-behaved dogs,
yeah,
and I like
dogs.
People who pick up their dog poo.
Yeah,
those
yeah.
are the things I like about dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, and I like it when the dogs poo in little artistic patterns. She did it on my dining room carpet three times. It's fine.
Is it?
Yeah, well, we fed her late.
You've really, really
changed. I know, believe
lot.
Me. That's a huge thing for me.
Well, you probably got her off her schedule, too.
We did feed-wise, you're right.
The dogs need a schedule.
They do, especially with food.
Yeah, and they need to know where they live. I think that's a very important part.
Well, you know, we're all gypsies in a way, Sarah.
We're
artists. Sarah, you forgot what the road's like, but that's what it's like out
there.
You're
right. Yeah, it's been a while since I moved.
Well, you've gone from Tiburon to Mill Valley. That's huge for you. But,
yes.
But others...
That was a big move, but that was a while ago. My gypsy days are behind me.
Yeah, you went from a 3-bedroom to a 4-bedroom. It's difficult, but others.
It's hard.
Yeah, we're all tent livers. I'm a tent liver. That's how I see myself.
Dweller.
I'm a dweller, yeah. I'm a citizen of the world.
You're
I produce in Madison County, yeah. So, you know, the dog on leash, whatever. If we're dragging a dog behind, it's the same old thing, isn't it? I guess.
Sure.
A lot of hotels take them now. You looked at the clock, you're ready for me to go.
Well, I'm just wondering if I'm going to allow you to start a whole new topic because I'm done with the dog thing.
All right.
Well, where's he going to be performing coming up?
Yeah, let's talk about that. So you have a
Thank
lot
you,
of
you
shows.
God, mm-hmm.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Someone's on it here.
You are just covering the Bay Area.
Yeah. I'm all over it. Well, you know, I like it. I love the kids. And I hadn't found a venue in Pleasanton.
Please don't bring kids to the Scott Kapoor show.
No, just 12 plus. But I don't know.
No.
That's all right, right?
At the local.
It's good they learn early. Anyway, I'm at the local.
In Alameda
it's
on
coffee
Friday
shop,
night.
So anyone can come to that.
Oh, I was going to look that up. It's a coffee shop.
But they sell really good food.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a cute
You're
little
selling
corner place.
You're selling yourself at coffee shops.
Yeah, but they do performance there. Mm. I like these specialty venues there.
Yeah, so the local in Alameda on Friday night. Saturday night, Armstrong Brewery, which I'm going to assume you can't bring kids to. It's a brewery.
It's fantastic. And please
South
do.
San Francisco.
Oh, that's such a great gig. It's so many locals. It's all your fans packed into this place.
Oh, it's great.
They
you
love
have a
it.
A lot of our fans go and check out Scott, so we appreciate that. We, you know, Scott is a long time.
I'm the outreach.
Program.
I'm the
Thank
second
you.
Degree.
Thank
yeah,
God.
They touch me because I've touched you. You know that, right?
Tommy T's on Sunday in Pleasanton, banned for 25 years.
Yes, and back and better than ever, as Vinny says. I threw a glass of wine on a woman in 1984, but that's because she was mean. And then she happened to be the daughter of the mayor.
Why do you always fight with women?
It's weird, isn't it?
It is weird.
I think it's because...
Is it over a man?
Yeah.
Because you'll get your ass kicked by a man.
It's right, thank you.
I pick fights I know I can win.
It's always
so right.
women.
It's because I won't take a swing at a guy. No, it's because...
My nose. I've paid so much money for this nose.
No, it's my calling card. Hello. No, it's because she says something really mean. It's mean.
The deep breath.
Super mean. Super mean, the nose job. Super mean. Super, that's the cheap nose job, obviously. She's super mean. I'm like, you guys, that's mean. And then she repeated it. And then it turned out she was the sheriff's daughter. So the next night, it was at three night gigs. The next night, the sheriff came in and I had to sign a form saying I'd never play wherever Tommy T's was then. I think it was in Dublin or something. And so I've never been back to Dublin. But it's moved like 5 years ago to Pleasanton to an old TGI Fridays.
And then someone reached out and said, surely that's expired.
Yeah,
don't expect to be arrested
here
on Sunday night, but you might very well be.
Yes.
That's just, you know, a bonus for the audience.
The curly fries are on me.
All right.
Let's do it.
Scott Capurro,
let's do
everybody.
This.
Always Pleasanton. Great to see you.
Great. Yay. Listen, totally
Give
worth it.
Give the dog
it.
Back.
You know, I'm just going to hang out because the dog and that's going to need more time.
I feel like maybe not. All right. It's 8:25. I'm back in a second.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think Jane put that in because we talked about it yesterday. And she put that song in just for me. Thanks, Jane. Appreciate
wait,
it.
Wait, we talked about that yesterday?
Yeah, I sang that song on the air yesterday.
I don't remember
about
that.
Colby Calais.
Oh, that's Colby Calais?
Yeah, that's that song Tribe.
Oh!
Remember?
We're just talking about her.
No, I don't remember at all.
You don't remember?
I mean, I remember talking about Colby Calais because I was trying to bone her her manager.
Her manager, yeah.
And you guys ruined it
for
me.
Such a gentleman.
Yeah, we ruined it for you by you having to work.
Yeah, that work
that
always
was
gets
us.
In the way of fun.
That was us ruining it
all
for
I needed
you.
Was 5 minutes.
All I needed was Jane to put that song in today, and she did it. I think Jane likes me.
Yeah.
She might
sure
even love
does.
Me.
I think so.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Oh, geez, I can't
get
think
in line,
anyone.
Jane.
Get in line, Jane. Get
behind
in the love
me.
Line. Yeah. Yeah, it's a long line. All right, let's do the news. Don't look at me like, oh, yeah, that's right. She
that's
is
what I get.
She is kissing my ass.
No, yep. I'm talking about you kissing Jane's ass.
I'm not kissing Jane's ass.
Oh, my
Jane
God.
Jane loves me. Please, kiss her ass.
That's what you do every time I talk about her. You give me the, oh, there goes Vinny
every time
again.
I walk by her, I feel my ass getting suctioned in there. Like, oh, jeez,
oh,
vacuuming
horrible.
Me in. God, Jane, I didn't know you loved me so
God.
Much.
I think you're mistaken.
I'll bet
never
you
mind.
Anything in the next 5 minutes I get a little black heart sent to me.
You think so?
I do.
We'll see about
I'm gonna,
that.
You know what? I'm going to turn on my...
Jane,
thing.
Whoever you love more, send the black heart to. Between Sarah and Vinny, who's your favorite?
Oh,
yep.
My
And you
God.
Have to pick one. Jane.
Yeah, Jane.
And don't be
don't
playing
worry, honey.
A game,
I know.
Jane.
I know even if you send it to him, it's because you know I can take it better.
Oh, look at you already
so
setting
no
it up.
So there's no winning?
No, I'm winning. She's just going to send it to me. Obviously. Duh.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. Here's what's happening.
You gotta play it at the same time as us.
The 49ers had an all-time night.
Oh, my God. I can't believe they got the Browns. That's great. That, what a great team. Damn. Way to go, 49ers. Good job.
We looked so good.
Like, amazing. Better than the Browns. Whew.
Nothing like the red and gold Whew. Unis.
Yeah.
Nothing like beating the soundly beating the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like 4-0.
No. Well, it's a 5-0, which is what the Pats are right now. That's kind of like that.
Pats don't play anybody because their division stinks.
Mm-hmm.
So
Damn.
We'll see.
Yeah, like those tough adversaries, the Browns. They're tough. I agree.
PG&E is going to turn you off any minute now.
Oh, my God. Ooh. Stop saying it like that.
Get ready.
No. Get a generator.
I'm not kidding. It's not everybody, but they're seriously 250,000 Bay Area PG&E customers may lose power due to safety shutdowns.
Yeah, no good.
So this is not just homes, it's businesses too. So
looking to solar with a battery backup.
For example, if you like an acai bowl and a company makes those, they might be like, uh-oh, our fridge is now off. Yikes, what do we do?
What do they do?
I don't know what they do. That's
well,
my point.
Maybe a lot of businesses have invested in generators.
Backup plan. Yeah. Well, you know, not every business is, you know, some businesses are run like some households, which is check to check.
Yeah, skin of their teeth.
So
yeah.
This isn't going to be easy.
It's a huge investment to get a real generator that's going to power your whole place for an extended period of time. Some of these, they're talking 5 to 7 days for these shutdowns.
Some of them. Yeah. And that's a warning. And obviously they want to have us ready for the worst possible scenario. So I don't think it'll go like that. But I've already read, one of the notes I read was Oakland School District plans to shut down mm-hmm. if the power's off. Mm. I was told where I live that they were going to send the kids to school anyway. Mm. It's daytime.
Right.
We can work it out. So
we
We
have dry erase boards.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how that's going
to
go
we
for everybody.
We won't be able to run off copies of the thing we need to pass out. But.
PG&E turning off is a thing.
One thing I have to work on, we went to the PG&E and they are talking about being prepared. What I don't know how to do is the garage, to manually open our garage.
Oh, I think there's a thing you pull down and then you can pick the... It's like a lever.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
On the outside?
No, inside.
Oh, no, on the inside. Yeah, you can do it. It says usually on the machine how to manually open it.
There's a bunch of different types of garage door openers now. Like mine is on the side. Mm-hmm. But they used to run down the middle and there was a red cord right down the middle that you'd just pull and it would undo it.
Mm. You'd be
depending
able to
on your garage door opener, there should be a red cord either on the side or in the middle that you pull and it unlatches it.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you can you pick it up manually and it's
not light.
No.
Yeah.
It's a big fat door.
Mm-hmm.
Get that boy that likes your hair. Have him lift it for you.
Oh yeah.
And you don't have to throw your back out.
We'll get Alden. Don't worry. You got some.
Alden'll do it.
Yeah. Alden'll do it.
Or even Johnny V if he happens to be home, which is, you know, it's unusual, but
he's home today. I'm pretty excited.
All right. Wow. What are you going to do?
Gonna have all day together?
I think I'm going to need to do him.
Yeah, you need to do him.
I know. I felt so bad this morning. He came in the bedroom and I was getting up.
Oh, and you yelled at him?
No.
You yelled at him. You were super mean.
Yelling. Poor guy.
No. What are you doing in here? Stop talking to me.
I don't do that.
You've done it before.
That's when he comes in on when I still have time to sleep. Anyway, so he lays in the bed and he said something like, "Oh, I wish you could stay home today so I could love you up."
Aww.
Aww. So cute. I was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I gotta get up." So I'm thinking, "All right, this
go
needs
home
to
and
happen.
Get him.
Yeah,
go get him good.
Yeah, right before he
give
has
it
to go
him.
In.
No, he doesn't. Today's his day off.
Oh, he's getting called in. Don't worry about that.
No, we better not.
All right. Well, good for you guys. You love birds. Mm-hmm. That's always nice.
Yeah.
It's nice to reconnect. Remind
it
yourselves
is.
That you like each other.
Right. Yep.
For something other than a dinner partner.
That's nice,
food
too.
Food partner.
Nah.
He cooks amazing
food
meals.
Again?
Yeah.
That's right.
Laundry partner. I like that. Oh, want to fold some clothes? Yeah, let's do it.
Three police officers in Costa del Sol, Spain, were in a high-speed boat chase with some suspected drug traffickers last Friday when the cops lost control of their boat and fell into the sea.
Oh.
They'd have likely drowned, but the drug traffickers stopped, turned around, and scooped them up.
You're kidding me.
The drug traffickers saved them.
Oh, my God.
And the cops arrested them anyway.
Oh. Well, that's
they have
their
to.
Job.
Otherwise, the cops would get in trouble.
Right.
The cops were going to drown.
Yeah, but. Aw.
So the
four
drug
guys
traffickers are human beings.
Had more than 3 tons of hashish.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Don't you
three
set that out
tons.
With a. Put that out with a little buoy, a little anchor.
Can
and a
you
buoy.
Look up hashish and show me what form it. What picture it should. I remember.
What does that look like?
Hash was a little
cube.
Cube.
You'd stick it on
like
a pin, under,
soup
put it under.
Bouillon.
Yeah, like that. Or smaller. Little one, yeah.
And then there
Isn't
was also
just
like a liquid.
Cannabis oil?
Yeah, something like that. But there was also
it was
a liquid.
More like a tar, like a resin.
Yeah. Right. And the oil you could spread onto a ciggy. But 3 tons of hashish, it's brick. There it is.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Yeah. It looks like caked poop.
Caked poop.
You have to admit, it's like poop cake.
Caked poop.
Hey, give me one of those poop cakes. I'm going to smoke it.
Anyway, they saved the police officers, so the officers arrested them. And they were busted with 3 tons of hashish.
No good deed goes unpunished.
Exactly right.
Mm. But they did do the right thing. You save the human beings that are drowning, no matter what you're trying to get away with.
Oh, so now you go to jail for the rest of your life.
Well.
Well, what?
Maybe the judge will be nice to you. So you're saying they should have let him drown?
Well, so here's what they just did to themselves. Number one, they lost the...
They can go to heaven with a clear conscience. God loves them.
No, they lost the drug lord's hashish, 3 tons of it. Mm. So, number one, they go to jail. Number two, the drug lord sends some people in to kill them.
Oh,
super.
That's too bad for
but
them.
But at least they saved the police.
And they get to go to heaven.
Oh, do they?
I don't know.
Because they were really drug smugglers.
Yeah, well, you know.
You know, back
God
in the beginning.
Drugs,
oh, for crying out loud. Let's move on. What is the number one thing we worry about that makes us lose sleep?
Money.
Money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number one, relationship problems come in at number two. I can relate to, I actually think.
I just worry about my kids.
When I have had relationship problems, it's over everything. It makes your tummy hurt.
Yeah.
And it makes you just want to, I just want to break up and be done. God, this is awful. It's terrible.
Mm.
Money problems, you're like, ah, we all got those.
There's never enough.
Man, when is there enough money? Never. Mm-hmm. Never.
No.
I mean, unless Sarah wins the lottery and gets her 50
mil. Yeah, if I get my 50 million, then I'll be all set. I'll find a way to go through that, though. I'll probably be back.
Work problems.
Can I still work? Here you go.
Yeah, right. If you give
yeah,
us a
work
million,
problems are bad. Yeah, I'll give each a million.
On the list.
Right.
Money's
back.
Number one, relationship problems mm-hmm. number two, work problems number three.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's about right.
Man, it's even worse when you're laying next to the person you're having strife with.
Yeah.
And oh, even worse when they're like,
it seems so peaceful.
Not a worry
like,
in the world.
What in the hell? How are you able to sleep?
It's like, well, they're cuddled up to your voodoo doll.
Yes.
With all its little pins stuck in it, in your heart, and in your stomach, and your brain.
Cosmo recently put together a list of the top pop culture Halloween costumes from the past 70 years. It's too long a list to do here, but I thought it was interesting. James Dean is back in 1955. Elvis in 69. Princess Leia in 77.
Oh, sure.
Indy in 81. Yep. Madonna in 83.
I went as Madonna 1 year.
Oh, did you?
You did?
Yeah.
Can we see a picture of that?
I don't know.
Yeah, you can get it for us and then bring it in.
I truly don't remember ever seeing
a picture
of
it.
But I had like this netted top.
Yeah, how could you not have
all these crucifixes.
In what world do you dress up for Halloween and you don't have one photo of it?
I don't know, the world of the time before cameras, the time before, you know, I'm from the 1800s, as I'm sure you're well aware. No, it was probably like, I want to say probably the year I was in college. Yeah. I went to a Madonna show that year. It was that year. No, I don't have any pictures of that.
Oh, dear.
Thought it was going to be Jane, but it wasn't.
Oh,
who is it?
Let me check. Jane's not listening to us today.
Oh, there it is. I got my black heart.
Just
kidding.
Oh, you rat. You are such a rat.
Well, I was thinking if you were smart, you would have said that.
She's probably driving.
Or she's, in New York City. Or
yeah,
something.
I mean,
she is a
number
world traveler, I'd say.
When I went to, I flew to Ontario to pick up my mom.
No, Ontario, LA.
California.
Yeah.
What? Why? What were
Canada.
You?
Canada.
Canada.
Oh, no. I flew to Ontario, down south. Anyway, I took a picture of my shoes on top of my bag, like Jane always posts.
Oh, yeah.
And I sent it to Jane, and she was like, oh, my God, that's the best. But it was like, hey, look at me. I'm in an airport, everybody.
Woo! Going my places. Mommy's going to drive me.
No.
Oh, that's right. You drive your mommy.
Right. And I don't call her mommy.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
I call her little dog Shadow doggy.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, God.
Jane. I just got a Jane. Hang on.
For God's sake, I just got some
Come
new
on.
Thing. Blackheart.
Oh, Vinny.
That's right, Jane.
What a burn.
I love you, too.
Burn on you.
I'm roasted. There's no text here. I thought for sure she'd send us each a black heart so we'd both feel like we won.
Or each like a half a black heart.
Yeah.
Wow. How does that make you feel?
I'm hurt.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jane.
High School Musical cast in 08. That's your kids were into that, weren't they?
High School Musical, yeah.
Yeah.
They loved it.
Look at how happy you are.
Yeah. Winning. Duh.
Are you sure that was Jane's category, or did Yuzi send that to
I
you
didn't
and
send
you just
it.
Showed me a black heart?
No. I don't send emojis.
Oh, it is Jane. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Thought for sure Vinny would get it. Remember she used to leave you those love notes?
I
guess they didn't mean a thing.
Pull the dagger from my back and leave it in front of your office, Jane, so you can use it again.
Yeah.
You can recycle that. Get me again another day.
Thanks, Jane. I love you too.
I need to take a knee for the rest of this.
He's taking a knee.
Oh, how about a fast fact?
Sure. If you think you have one in you. I mean, I don't blame you for, you know, crumpling like that.
Put some
that.
Crying in there, Alex.
Crayola has been owned by Hallmark since 1984.
Really?
You know what I would say to that? Good job, Hallmark, leaving it alone.
Yeah.
And not somehow putting Crayola brought to you by Hallmark on the package.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody buys stuff and then they got to change it.
I know. I hate that.
The things
Crayola is perfect.
Right.
Just the way it
Leave
is.
Leave it be.
Yeah. I do like some of the new colors. You know how sometimes once in a while they come out with a new color?
That's yeah, yeah, neat. Yeah.
What, like Black Heart?
Yeah, like that. Right. Or Stabby Knife. I love the, when I was a kid, when you'd get a new pack of crayons. Mm-hmm. Like at Christmas time, my mom would get the 64 count one. Mm-hmm. It had all the colors. I think there's even like 128 one or something. But I remember getting those, and they're all sharp and not broken in little pieces. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to peel back the labels yet. You could, colored to your heart's
Spectacular.
Content.
Spectacular.
Yeah.
The Village People didn't come up with the YMCA arm movements people do to the song. The audience just started doing it when they performed on American Bandstand in 1979, and they said, stolen.
Yeah, we're taking that. Good job, audience. It is great. Every time I hear YMCA, I'm ready to.
Oh, you have to, right? Yeah.
It's great, is it?
Oh, is your knee hurting you?
Yeah, it's starting to hurt my knee.
Yeah.
Bony thing. Mm. My knee, I mean.
Yep. Here we go. Let's all do the dance.
No.
Pick it up. Yeah.
I don't feel like dancing.
Maybe you should. It'll make you feel better.
You think that'll make
me
feel
better? Is there any singing in this one? Never mind.
The YMCA. YMCA.
Ah, so good. Feels good. Don't do that in your car, you guys. You'll crash. Don't do it.
It's one of the first albums I bought when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it cost me like $6.
Whoa. That's a lot in the day. Remember that?
Well, a single was like $1.
Oh.
With tax.
Oh, like my 99 God. Cents.
What is, did she send you one?
I got a red heart.
Yeah, that was not what we asked for.
In your face.
That's not her
signature,
Yeah,
she sent it to you because she heard you crying. Her signature is a black heart. You got like a second best. You got a runner-up prize. It's fine. Yeah. It's good. She loves you too.
You should go home with your
what
little red heart.
What time did you get your heart? This will be important to know.
Let me see. Well, tell me what time you got yours first.
No way. What time do you
get? You're going to lie.
I'll show you.
Everybody write it down. Write down what time you got your heart from.
Oh, man. Oh, this is too painful.
Lift it up. Who says what?
Oh, it's 8 minutes apart.
Oh, 8 whole minutes? She had to really think about that one.
I lied by... I've got an 8:48.
You got it at 8:48.
I did.
But you still, you beat me.
I did get it before you, but... I think she probably heard you crying. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
So it's still a booby prize.
Yeah.
Second place.
I can't win them all.
Dang it. I lied. I put 8:41 on there just to make sure I beat him.
Such a mean lady.
God.
It's who I am.
You always have to win.
I know. Oh.
Terrible.
Getting tired of it.
Are you?
Winning. Duh. Thank you, Charlie.
Our text number's 800-400-3697. Bumper to bumper traffic and Scott Caparo's on your show. Oh my God, this has got to be a Monday.
No, it's a Tuesday. Tuesday. He was funny today.
Oh, I was laughing hysterically.
It was a pretty easy combo. He was, you know, him and Vinny. I was just like, I'm watching the show. Two of them going back and forth. God,
what are you talking about?
The tension's delicious.
Yuzette had the line of the day.
What?
You know what it was.
Oh,
was
it? He said something, listen to my podcast, blah, blah, blah. And I said, I'm good.
Yeah.
Another podcast I do not need to listen to.
Yeah. There's a lot of them out there.
There's tons.
Most of them you don't need to listen to. I was reading some article.
Except ours.
Yeah, ours is good. about how there are, I want to say there's 7,000 podcasts or something that people have done more than, say, five of them.
Mm-hmm.
And of those, four make money.
Oh, wow.
It was like, why you shouldn't quit your day job and start a podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're hard to do.
Mm-hmm. A lot of
work. A lot of work.
Well, right.
And they were talking about how the people who actually do make money, how it's made. So I wanted to read it to see if we could make some money off of ours. Turns out our bosses make money, but we don't make any money off of that.
Yeah, ours is just a gift.
Yeah. Here you go. Here's a little free gift for you.
Right. Scott, fix Edson's broken heart and get him his own dog.
No.
Don't do it. They do not have the lifestyle to have a dog.
They travel too much.
Right. If you could get a dog with an off switch, you'd be fine.
It's not fair to the dog.
It isn't fair. Agreed.
Mm-mm.
Dogs need stability.
Get him a stuffed animal.
Predictability.
Mm.
Routine.
Yep.
I am loving this conversation with Scott about running. I always tried to be a runner, and it wasn't until I got divorced that I became more of a runner.
Oh, how funny.
And that was my divorce diet.
Yep, there it is.
I've even seen Christina at Wharf Dwarf a couple times.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, she loves to run.
She
away from it, you know.
She, like, really loves it. I haven't gotten enough crap today.
I know.
Well, it's
Come
never
on,
enough.
There's just a little
never
opening
enough.
There.
I honestly thought for sure Jane was going to...
Yeah.
Yeah. I
you,
thought so, too.
Of all people.
I know. She loves me. Hey, we'll take a quick break and be right back to talk more about things things that will bother Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.